感谢主，大家晚安。
Thanks the grace of God, may peace be with you all.
我们现在靠着圣灵帮助，一起来学习道理，互相勉励。
With the help of Holy Spirit, let us learn the truth together.
我们今天晚上来查考有关信徒跟患难之间的关系。
The topic for tonight's mutual encouragement is between a believer and tribulations.
我们知道主耶稣应许，我们在他里面有平安。
We know that God has promised us peace in Him.
所以很多人在病痛患难当中，或者是遇到走投无路的时候，来信主。
So there are many people who has come to an end when in their sufferings they come and believe God.
我们说人的尽头就是神的起头。
Because we know the end of a man is the beginning of God.
所以很多人啊，因为信主以后，真正得到平安。
And many people has indeed received true peace when they come and believe in the Lord.
很多他们所面对的一切很大的患难，但是因为主耶稣的保守，让他们能够平安的度过。
They were protected safely even though they were in a great tribulation.
但是我们信主了以后，有时候发现我们信仰的路途当中啊，并不是一帆风顺。
However, once we believe in the Lord, we find that our journey in faith is not always smooth.
当然，有的人是因为不热心，或者是离开神，失掉神的恩典。
Some people they are lukewarm, or they has despised, they have departed from the Lord, and they have lost God.
好像主耶稣说啊，他好像母鸡在呼叫小鸡一样。
So Jesus said he is like a hen that's covering the chicks.
当老鹰来的时候啊，母鸡就会一直叫。
When the eagle is here, the hen will cry out.
一直会叫啊，希望说那些小鸡啊赶快跑过来，它就用翅膀把它们遮蔽着。
The hen will cry out for the little chicks to come under the protection of her wing.
但是有的人呢、啊。就好像那个调皮的小鸡啊，就不愿意啊，在那个母鸡的荫庇之下。
But some people are like the chick that is not willing to come under the protection of the hen.
因为随着自己的意识去行，远离了神啊，就失掉了神的保守跟看顾。
They do according to their own will and departed from the truth of the Lord, and they have left the protection of the Lord.
我们以前在台湾的山地教会。
And before, sometime before in the Mountain region of Taiwan.
当然，他们一开始信主的时候，神迹其实很多。
When they first come to believe in the Lord, there are many miracles.
后来曾经有信徒啊，发生很严重的车祸。
But there was once when a believer he came encounter with a great car accident.
因为骑了摩托车在那个山路啊，哇，一直冲。
Oh, he was riding a motorcycle and he drove very fast in the mountain area.
后来当地的传道者就跟信徒讲。
And then the preacher told the believers.
他说：“你们有时候啊，车子开太快了。
You drive your motorcycles too fast.
那天使如果要保护你啊，因为你太快了，都追不上了，怎么保护你啊
？Even if the angel want to protect you, but you're going too fast, he cannot catch up to you.
那就是告诉他们说啊，因为你自己不守规矩啊。
This is telling them if you do not obey the law.
因为你自己不小心啊，当然有时候会发生一些意外的事件。
If you are not watchful yourself, of course there is going to be some accidents.
所以我们要神的保守跟看顾，我们自己本身也要注意。
So if we want to have the protection of the Lord, we have to be watchful and alert ourselves as well.
当然也有一些啊，信徒非常热心。
And there are some believers that are very zealous.
但是同样也会遭遇到一些患难的事情。
But they still face some trouble and tribulations.
有时候遇到这样的情形之下，有的人呢、就会对神的公义慈爱产生怀疑。
And when they come under tribulation, sometimes they might have doubt, they might have doubt in the justice of the Lord.
我这么热心服侍主，为什么神没有保护我，让我遇到困难
？Lord, I have served you my wholeheartedly. Why have you not protected me and let me face this tribulation?
有些信徒啊，看到一些啊热心的人，看到一些人啊遇到患难。
So some believers see those who are very zealous and they go under tribulation.
往往用自己啊主观的判断，有时候论断批评。
So they use their own mind and judge that person.
好像耶伯在患难的时候。
Just like when Job is under suffering.
那他有三个朋友啊，从很远的地方啊，专程要来安慰他。
He has three friends that came from afar to come and comfort him.
那看到耶伯的苦境啊，真的是超过他们想象之外的。
But when they saw Job, they have never imagined this suffering that Job is going through.
所以坐在那里啊，七天七夜，一句话都讲不出来。
For 7 days and 7 nights, they couldn't speak.
那后来他们就慢慢想。
And slowly they think,
为什么耶伯会遭遇到这样的苦难?
Why did Job go through such suffering?
所以用他们自己的常识，他们就判断。
Use their own knowledge, they put a judgment.
神是公义的啊。
God is surely just.
你如果没有做什么事情，怎么会让你遇到这样的患难?
If you hadn't done nothing wrong, why would this trouble befall unto you?
所以他们就开始啊，论断耶伯。
So they start judge Job.
说你会遭遇到这样的苦难啊，就是你犯罪。
They tell Job that he must have sinned for him to receive such tribulation.
啊，不然就是你儿子犯罪。
Or else it was your son that has committed sin.
事实上，他们也没有什么证据啊。
But they had no evidence.
当然他们更不了解神的旨意。
And they did not understand the will of God.
本来耶伯已经很痛苦了。
In the beginning, Job was already suffering a great deal.
但是这个三个朋友不但没有给他带来安慰，反而让他苦上加苦。
But the three friends did not bring him comfort, but add turmoil unto his sufferings.
啊，所以耶伯最后对他们说，你们都是无用的医生啊。
So Job tell them, you are useless doctors.
啊，因为他们没有办法了解耶伯受患难的原因。
Because they were not able to find the reason why Job is
他们的责备反而让耶伯带来更多的痛苦。
Their rebuke brought much more suffering to Job.
一点对他都没有什么帮助。
Did not help him one little bit.
那所以我们有时候常常也会犯上耶伯三个朋友的毛病。
Sometimes we have the same mistake as the three friends of Job.
啊，对别人所遭遇到的事情，我们有时候就批评论断。
Sometimes we are too judgmental to the things that other people encounter.
事实上，我们对患难啊，应当有一个比较清楚的认识。
We should have a better understanding of this tribulation.
啊，因为我们基督徒的后无观啊，跟一般世俗的人完全不一样。
Because we should have a different point of view and value than other people in the world.、
嗯、往往这个患难啊，有的人说这是一种另外一种神的恩典的表现。
Some people said tribulations are a blessing in disguise.
好，那为什么人会遇到一些患难
？So why do people face these tribulations?
当然，这个原因相当多了。
There are many reasons.
那就是人生在世界上本来就有患难。
For man to be born into the world, they're born into tribulations.
啊，请看约伯记十四章。
Please turn to Job chapter 14.
约伯记十四章。
Job chapter 14.
第一节
Verse 1
耶伯记十四章第一节
Job chapter 14 verse 1
人为妇人所生日子短少都有患难这就是人生
This is a man's life
本来神造人的时候让人生活在伊甸园里面
When God first created human He created human in the Garden of Eden
当然那是一个非常美好的地方、啊、
It's a very wonderful place、
啊、没有什么缺乏没有忧愁没有痛苦
There is no lackings no sufferings、
啊、人跟神、啊、可以很亲密的一种交通
Men were able to、have a very good relationship with God
但是自从亚当把夏娃得罪了神以后
But ever since Adam sinned against God
所以人就离开伊甸园的生活就被赶出来了
Man has been cast out from the Garden of Eden
所以人就受咒诅了要劳苦满面才能够得到饱足
Man has been cursed and they have to suffer and toil so they can be fed
所以痛苦患难就临到众人
All the troubles and toilsHas come unto people.
说地上啊，就长出很多荆棘、棘藜来，所以你就要劳苦去耕种。
There are many thorns that come on the ground. We have to toil the ground.
生活当中的忧愁、烦恼啊，就很多很多就产生了。
There are many worries and troubles in our daily life.
所以人离开了神，人生活在这个地面上，本来就是一个劳苦的。啊，一个环境。
So once man has departed from God and come to the world, it is a trouble place.
所以很多人讲说这个世界好像就是一个苦海。
So people said The world is like a sea of toil.
那虽然我们信主了以后，我们从神那里得到很多的恩典。
So after we believe in the Lord, we have received much blessing.
是不是我们所有的患难劳苦，我们都完全脱离呢？
But does that mean we have left from all the troubles? No.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Rome chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Rome chapter 8.
二十节。
Rome chapter 8 verse 20.
罗马书八章二十节
Rome chapter 8 verse 20
说因为受造之物浮在虚空之下不是自己愿意乃是因为那叫他如此的二十一节
Verse 21
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的瑕疵得享神儿女自由的荣耀二十二节
Verse 22
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今二十三节
Verse 23
不但如此就是我们这有圣灵出结果子的也是自己心里叹息等候得着儿子的名分乃是我们的身体得赎二十四节
Verse 24
我们得救是在乎盼望主是所见的盼望不是盼望谁还盼望他所见的呢二十五节
Verse 25
但我们若盼望那所不见的就必须忍耐等候这里讲到说一切受造之物都浮在虚空之下
Here it says everything every creation was subject to frustration、
啊、当然这里应该是主的所有的人、啊、因为离开了神以后都在生活在这个世界上
And the creation refers to all the human beings after leaving God they come into the world
那人生啊就是充满着劳苦患难最后就虚空了
And a man's life was filled with trouble and worries and at the end it's in vain
所以我们虽然已经信主了而且有神的恩典在我们身上
So even though we believe in the Lord and have full blessings of God on us,
但是因为我们还带着肉体
but because we have this body, flesh body,
我们还有肉体上的一些限制
we have some limitations with our body,
也有肉体上的一些软弱
and we have weaknesses from our
body, 因为我们还生活在这个世界上
we still live in this physical world,
所以这个世界上所遭遇到一些苦难当然也会临到我们身上
so the troubles of the world, of course, will befall on us,
因为我们就生活在一个不平安啊很多患难的一个生活环境里面
We're living in an environment that is dangerous that is full of trouble and toil
那所以我们所盼望的我们就是我们的身体将来能够得赎
So the thing that we hope for is that our body will be redeemed one day
也就是说我们这个肉体啊将来会改变成为一个荣耀的灵体
That our body will one day transform into a spiritual body
啊那个时候就要脱离了败坏的瑕疵
At that time we'll leave the bondage of destruction
啊才能够真正享受神儿女自由的荣耀
We will be able to receive the glory as the children of God
所以你成了灵体以后啊将来就很自由了就没有病痛患难了没有忧愁痛苦了
So when we receive when we transform into our spiritual body we no longer fear illness
我们将来脱离了这个患难的世界啊我们在神的家里面啊那就是好得无比永远快乐的地方
We'll depart from this world and went into the kingdom of God at that place is all happy and joyful
所以我们生活在这个地面上当然病痛患难都是难免有的
So when we are still living in this world of course there is some troubles
因为这就是人生啊本来所会遭遇到的一些事情
Because these are the things that every man face.
那当然，有时候一个人的病痛患难，有时候出于魔鬼的试探。
But sometimes the tribulation that we encounter is out of the attack of Satan.
因为魔鬼常常好像吼叫的狮子一样啊，说要陷害人，敌对神。
Because Satan's are like roaring lions wanting to deceive men to go against God.
所以他看到。啊、神的百姓有时候他也会试探也会攻击、啊、
So when he finds the children the people of God he would attack、
啊、他有一个能力也会让人受苦
And he has a power to put to let men go through tribulation
好像耶伯本来是敬畏神远离恶事的
Just like Job he was a righteous man who departed from all kinds of evil
所以神祝福给他
So God blessed him greatly
但是魔鬼就在神的面前控告。
But Satan accused of him in front of God.
说耶伯啊，敬畏神，难道没有原因吗？
He said he worshiped you for a reason.
因为你赐那么多福气给他，你用篱笆把他围着，他当然敬畏你。
Because you have blessed him so much, you have protected him all around.
说你如果把他的保护啊，那个篱笆把它拆掉的话，啊，你给他受苦啊，他一定当面弃掉
了。If you take away the barrier that's protecting him, he will depart from you in your face.
哦，所以这是魔鬼在神的面前呢，来控告啊，耶伯了。
This is Satan accusing of Job in front of God.
神为着让啊他的公义能够显明出来。
But for God to show his justice.
也要来证明说耶伯在敬畏神啊，不是说因为他从神那里得到好处他才敬畏神。
And to prove that Job did not worship God for all kinds of benefits.
耶伯的信心啊，不管什么样的环境啊，他都是出手神啊的道理。
The faith of Job will persevere any kinds of difficulties.
所以神就允许魔鬼来试探他。
So God allows the Satan to tempt Job.
所以他说啊，他在你的手中啊，你可以试探他，但是你要保守他的生命。
He is in your hand, you can do anything but leave his life.
所以耶伯一下子啊，把他的财物没有了，儿女没有了，全身流牲状。
So all of a sudden, Job lost everything, his children, his belongings, and he has all kinds of sores on his body.
就是出于啊撒旦的攻击。
And this is the attack of a Satan.
啊，但是魔鬼的试探呢、啊，也是要有神的允许，而且呀、啊，神给他一个范围，一个限度。
But all the attacks, all the temptation from Satan has to be approved by the Lord, and there is a boundary, a limitation.
啊，也有在神的保守之下。啊、让我们知道说耶伯的信心、啊、真的是很完全。
And under the protection of God, we know that the faith of Job is very complete.
所以他在试探当中啊，他说啊，赏赐在神，赦其在神，神的名是应当称颂的。
So in his tribulation, he says, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. We should bless the Lord.
所以虽然在极度的痛苦当中啊，他还是没有离开神，还是荣耀神。
So even in this great suffering, he did not depart from God. He gave glory to the name of the Lord.
所以借着这样彰显出神的荣耀来。
And through his actions, he has glorified the name of the Lord.
当然借着试炼以后啊，让他更加的完美。
And through these tribulations, he become more perfect.
让他对神的了解更深入一步。
As a deeper understanding of God.
所以他后来经过试炼以后，他说：“我以前啊，风闻有神。”但是我现在亲眼看到神。
So he said himself before he only heard about God, but now he has seen with his eyes.
所以有时候是出于撒旦的试探，但是也有神的美意。
So even though it's out of the Satan, it's the temptation of Satan, but it's out of the good will of God.
我们看箴言第三章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第九节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9
十一节
verse 11 sorry
箴言三章十一节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 11
说我儿你不可轻看神的管教也不可厌烦他的责备十二节
verse 12
因为神所爱的他必责备正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子有时候人遇到一些困难的事情是出于神的爱的管教。
So sometimes when men face some difficulty, tribulation is out of the discipline of God.
说好像父母亲爱儿女。
Just like how a parent loves his own children.
他希望他能够一直走在正道上面。
He wants his children to walk on the right path.
那有时候孩子走错了所以父母亲为了爱他就会管教他。
But sometimes these children walk astray, so the parent has to discipline him.
他让他从迷路上啊能够转回。
So he can come back from the one, from wandering.
当然我们有时候啊我们离开了神啊啊神也会管教我们。
For the same reason, when we depart from the Lord, God will discipline us.
啊目的就是让我们能够从迷途当中啊啊能够啊因为受苦啊啊能够回过头来。
So we can turn around and come back to the truth.
所以我们圣经里面看到说那个浪子啊因为他一直在受苦当中啊他才 醒悟过来。
From the Bible, we can see the prodigal son, he has to go through so much trouble and suffering, so he know that the father is right.
才肯回到父亲啊爱的身边。
Then he's willing to return to his loving father.
那我们有时候也是一样。
It is the same to us.
好，我们看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 119.
六十七节。
Psalm 119 verse 67.
诗篇一百十九篇的六十七节
Psalm 119:67
我未受苦以前啊主迷了路现在却遵守你的话、哦、这诗篇的作者啊讲到说他本来啊迷路了
So the author of the psalm he says I was lost
因为在很平安顺利的环境啊结果越来离神越远
In prosperity it'sSo much peace that he strayed away from the Lord.
啊，走到那个迷途当中啊，一直的走下去。
He had strayed and he kept walking to the wrong direction.
所以神就给他一点苦难。
So God gave him affliction.
让他在这个苦难当中啊，能够安静下来，重新思考。
In his affliction, he was able to calm down and reflect.
啊，原来我走错路了。
I've walked the wrong way.
所以他就从迷途当中啊，就回头过来啊。
So he turned around from his astray mission.
我有一次啊，以前在台湾的时候，有一次去家庭访问。
In Taiwan, I have once visited a family.
那天碰到一个六十几岁的老姐妹。
There was an old sister who was 60-some years old.
她躺在床上啊，生病，很难过。
She was lying on the bed, and she was deeply ill, and she was suffering a lot.
很多弟兄姊妹很关心啊，帮助她祷告。
Many caring brothers and sisters pray for her.
啊，也把她送到医院去检查。
And sent her to the hospital for some checkups.
医生说也没有什么大的问题啊。
The doctor said there's no big deal with your body.
但是她就觉得很痛苦。
But she is suffering.
啊，也没有办法下床。
She is in a lot of pain. She was not able to get up from her bed.
啊，后来我们去访问的时候
，So when we go visit her,
她的媳妇就跟我们讲
，Her daughter-in-law told us,
说我妈妈吼，她做了一件不对的事情。
My mother-in-law, she did something wrong.
啊，因为吼，她知道说我们信耶稣的人呐、啊，不可以到庙里面去拜拜。
She know that the believers should not go to the temple and worship the idol.
啊、结果他拿了五十块钱叫我们邻居说你到庙里、哦、帮我抽 一株签、啊、
She knows she should not go but she gave $50 to her neighbor and tell them to go to the temple and get something for her、
啊、看看我的命运怎么样
To see how her fortune is
当然我们不可以拜偶像因为偶像是魔鬼迷惑人的工具、啊、
We should not worship idol because idol is a tool for the Satan to deceive people
但是跟那个偶像有关系迷信的事情我们也要完全的断绝关系
Anything to do with the idol we should distance ourselves with it
虽然你不拜但是你叫人家去帮你抽签这也是跟魔鬼相交啊
If you do not worship the idol but you ask someone to cast a lot for youThen it is you're interacting with the devil.
啊，后来我们跟他讲说你，你错了，你这个是不对的，是你是无知的。
So we tell her you are ignorant, you did something wrong.
啊，但是因为神爱你啊，所以让你啊遇到这个病痛很难过。
It is out of God's love that you are undergo such pain.
神就是要提醒你。
God is giving you a warning.
所以你要向神认罪悔改，求主耶稣赦免你。
So you should repent.And ask for God's forgiveness.
啊，感谢主啊！他后来祷告以后就好了，没事。
Thank the grace of God, she prayed and was okay.
啊，另外有一次就是在彼得教会有一个卓执事的妈妈。
And there, another incident is in a church of Beitou, a Deacon Joel's mother.
啊，那是因为啊，有一次啊，一般世俗的人都在拜拜。
And a lot of other Gentiles they're worshiping their idols.
啊，有一个邻居啊，他说啊，我很忙哦，我没有办法去买那个拜拜的东西。
So one of her neighbors says, I'm so busy, I couldn't go buy purchase the things I needed for my worshiping my idol.
啊，所以就拿了一些钱啊，说，哎，拜托你啊，你到菜市场哦，帮我买一些东西回来，我要拜拜。
So the neighbor says, please, I'll give you some money and go buy something for me so I can worship my idol.
啊，这个。卓执事的妈妈她也没有想那么多了她想说啊人家邻居拜托的就没啊 帮人家做点事情有什么关系啦。
But Deacon Zhou's mother, she did not think too much. She just think, oh, I'm just doing my neighbor a favor. It's okay.
而且我就到了菜市场啊，照着邻居要的啊，他就说哦，要买什么什么。
So when she went to the market and she says, I'm going to buy this and that and that for my neighbor.
那时候很奇怪，那个时候就是那个钱包啊，再怎么打都打不开啊。
But very interestingly, she could not open her purse.
哦，用了很久就打不开。
No matter how she twists, how she pulled, the purse would not open.
啊，因为那个店员啊，跟他认识，他就说，那我回去再拿钱来给你啊。
So because she knows the store manager, so she said, I'll go home and get some money for you.
啊，他把那个东西拿给邻居以后
，After she handed the things to her neighbor.
回来以后，他就觉得很不舒服。
And when she returned home, she felt really ill.
那觉得说肚子啊，好像一个很重的石头压着。
She felt there is a big stone pressing her stomach.
然后走来走去都很不舒服。
Wherever she walked, she felt very uneasy.
啊，她也跑去看医生，医生也检查不出毛病。
She went to the doctor, and the doctor couldn't find anything wrong with her.
哇，她说，哎，吃不下，睡不着。
She couldn't eat and she couldn't sleep.
连难过了差不多一个礼拜。
For 1 week's time.
她一直想说，为什么会这样
？So she thought, why would this happen?
啊，后来有一天呢、啊。啊，刚好他出去走到那个邻居啊，告诉他说：“啊，你帮我买东西的时候的地方啊，刚好到那个地方。”
So one day she walked and walked to a place where the place she bought the stuff for her neighbor.
啊，他才想起说：“哇，原来哈、哦，我就是在这个地方啊，邻居叫我帮他买那个拜拜的东西。”
And then she remembered, it's at this place I bought the thing for my neighbor.
啊，原来我这样做是不对的。
I shouldn't have done that.
啊，所以神才提醒我。
That is why God is giving me a warning.
啊，让我遇到这么大的困难呐、啊，让我身体感到很不舒服。
For me to undergo such tribulation.
啊，他回去以后祷告神，求神怜悯赦免。
So when she got home, she kneeled down and prayed to God for His forgiveness.
啊，感谢主啊，这样就好了。
Thank God she was healed.
啊，所以神有说爱我们。
So sometimes it is out of the love of God.
啊，让我们能够维持圣洁的生活，不要跟那些偶像迷信呐、啊、沾上关系。
So we can live a holy life and have nothing to do with the idol.
有时候我们在无助当中、无意当中啊，得罪了神呐、啊，神就是借着这样啊来提醒我。
And sometimes in our ignorance we did something wrong, then God through His rebuke.He reminded us.
啊，其实这是神非常大的一种爱。
It is the love of God.
我们来看诗篇的119篇71节。
Let's go back to Psalm chapter 119, verse 71.
诗篇119篇呐、啊，七十一节。
Psalm 119, verse 71.
说我受苦是以我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。好。诗篇的作者说啊，我们受苦是对我们有帮助的。
The author of the psalm says, "It is good for me to be afflicted."
因为受苦当中啊，让我们能够来学习神的道，学习神的律法。
Because in our suffering, we can learn God's decree, God's law.
神把诫命律法交代以色列民来说。
God entrusted the law to the Israelites for them to obey.
圣经里面说，这是神跟以色列百姓所立的生命跟平安的约。
This is a promise, a covenant between God and His people.
说要把神的诫命啊常常在口中，然后把它生活在，把它行在我们的生活当中。
They should put the decree of law in their mouth. They should put it in their actions.
啊，神就会把生命的连续跟平安啊加给你。
And then God will bless them with long life and blessings.
哈，所以神为着要维护我们属灵的生命啊，他把那个律法诫命啊教导我们。
So in order to protect our spiritual life, He gave us this decree and law.
我们今天领受的是生命之道。
This word that we receive today is the word of life.
如果我们离开了神的道啊，越过神的教训啊，我们也是一样看不到神。
If we depart from this word or we go ahead of the word, we cannot see God.
所以神为着维护我们属灵的生命。
So to protect our spiritual life.
为着让我们常常啊，学习对神的道更加了解。
So we can learn, have deeper and deeper understanding of the word.
有时候借着苦难啊来让我们回头来学习他的道理。
Through affliction, we come back and learn the word of God.
所以在出埃及记的时候谈到以色列民过红海了。
In Exodus, it records how the Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
啊，他们走三天啦，啊，都没有水可以喝。
For 3 days, they could not find any water.
啊，来到那里，看到有一些水啊，啊，就很喜欢，就想要去喝了。
So when they come to a place, see some water, they want to drink.
啊，结果拿起来那个水很苦啊，没有办法喝。
But this place, the water is very bitter.
啊，当然他们就埋怨神啦。
So they complain.
啊，他们也埋怨摩西说：“你把我们带到这里，我们没有水可以喝了。”
So they complain against Moses. Say, why do you bring us out? There's no water to drink.
啊，摩西就祷告神呐。
So Moses he prayed to God.
神说：“你把一棵树丢到水里面去。”
God said, drop a tree into the water.
啊，结果那个水就变甜呐。
And this water becomes sweet.
啊，当然这是一个神迹啊。
And this is a miracle.
表示说，我们遇到苦难的环境，祷告神，神会为我们开路。
So when we face something bitter, a situation that is bitter, we pray to God, and then God will make it sweet.
好，我们在生活当中啊，常常会好像遇到马拉的苦水，一直吐苦水啊。
So sometimes we might face this water of Mara in our life.
但是我们要神跟我们同在，凡事祷告神，神就为我们开路。
So if we have God be with us, and we pray to Him, and God will open the way.
而圣经里面说啊。神把这个苦水变甜了以后
So after God has turned the bitter water into a sweet one
就在那里教导他们律例跟典章
He taught them the decree of his law
啊，来试验他们是不是遵守神的话
To test them to see if they obey the word of God
那所以神让我们遇到一些苦啊就是让我们回头来思想神的话
So the reason why God allow us to face some tribulation is for us to go back and think about His words.
我在纽泽西的时候啊，遇到一个弟兄。
When I'm in New Jersey, I met a brother.
我第一次去他们家访问。
It was the first time when I went to his house for visitation.
啊，他说啊，我信耶稣啊，是为着要让我太太高兴的。
And he told me, for me to believe in the Lord, I want to please my wife.
啊，因为我太太啊，她才是真心在信呢。
My wife is a true believer.
啊，因为她叫我来受洗，我就来受洗了。
She told me to come and believe, and thus I come.
啊，她来教会啊，她从来不进到礼拜堂的。
So when he come to church, he never come into the chapel.
她宁愿在那个副堂，在厨房啊，在那边帮人家啊做事啊，但是她就不喜欢进来。
She would rather help in the kitchen or stay in the basement, but she never come into the chapel.
有时候到他们家聚会啊，她也是躲在里面不出来。
So even when we have family service in his house, she would hide in the room.
啊，虽然信主啊，但是没有真正对道理明白。
Even though he is a believer, but he did not understand the truth.
后来她患了一个病。
And then he had an illness.
是那个肺的毛病。
And something wrong with his lung.
因为他在织毛线。
Because he's working on cotton. Wool. Knitting.
啊，因为他都是自己设计哈，啊，做那个毛衣做好以后，交到那个纽约有一个很有名的那个 Macy's 很大的一个啊。
So he designed this cloth himself and he made it himself and he handed it to a big department store Nancy's in New York.
啊，啊，结果他在可能在织的时候啊，会吸一些毛细进去。
And so maybe when he's knitting this thing, the cloth, he inhaled some of the threads.
啊，本来他的肺啊就曾经切掉一部分。
So he had some operation to cut out some part of his lung before.
然后后来啊，啊，越来越严重。
But he became more serious.
啊啊，常常因为他没有保险，就买一些成药吃，啊，那个状况没有办法改善。
Because he had no insurance, so he just bought some medicine and he just ate them. But
the situation did not improve. 姐妹告诉他说，有一家医院叫做底波拉医院。
So there was a sister that told him that there is a Deepra hospital.
是心脏跟肺的专科。
It is a hospital designed for a situation like him.
啊，但是那个医院不要钱。
And that hospital does not require any
money. 因为有一些宗教团体啊在支持。
There are some religious group behind this hospital.
啊，但是很多人啊在排队。
But there are many people who line up for the hospital.
结果他去了以后啊，本来要去检查。
So he went and he was to go under a scan.
结果没有想到在那个医院门口就昏倒了。
But in front of the hospital, he fainted.
啊，所以就住院了。
So he stayed in the hospital.
啊，住院了几天以后啊，他越来越严重。
For a few days, he stayed in the hospital, he became more serious.
本来已经瘦了，只有30几公斤了。
He was so thin, there's only 30 some kilogram left.
后来啊，在急救当中啊，变成说啊，他整个人都胀起来，胀差不多一倍。
But in the emergency situation, he had become bigger.
人都昏迷了。
And he is unconscious.
好，那我们去医院看他的时候，他的孩子，他的岳母啊，太太啊，都围在旁边哭啊。
So when we went visit him in the hospital, all his family, his wife,his wife's mother were crying beside the bed.
有一个姐妹就说了。
So one sister said,
说我们要特别为他祷告，求神给他一个机会啊。
We have to pray for him, for God to give him a chance.
因为呢，实际上信主了以后，几乎都没有在听道理。
Because even though he believed, but he did not.
如果这样离开世界的话，可能得救都有问题呀。
If he leave the world today, he might not be saved.
我们就祷告了，而且很多人都禁食祷告。
So many of us pray for him, and some even fast and
pray. 希望神给他一个机会。
So that God would give him a chance.
感谢主，后来他醒过来。
Thank God he awake.
经过一个多月啊，顺利出院。
And after a month or so, he was able to discharge from the
hospital. 那个医生护士都觉得很奇怪啊。
So the doctor and nurse, they feel really strange.
因为他们觉得说这是不可思议的事情啊，怎么一个快死掉的人呢、突然间又好起来。
This is something that's a miracle. How can a man be healed like this?
他自己在见证说啊，他好像曾经死过一次了。
So when he was testimony, he said, "I feel like I have died once."
所以他现在好像从死亡当中活过来一样。
So I was revived from dead.
然后他也知道说，这是大家帮助他祷告，主耶稣怜悯。
And he knows it's a mercy of God, and everyone prayed for him.
他说以后啊，出院以后还带个氧气筒。
So when he was discharged from the hospital, he still bring an oxygen tank.
那结果聚会啊，家庭聚会都第一个到。
So family service, he would come, he would be the first one to arrive.
到教会聚会也都就到里面来了，乖乖听道理的。
So in the service time, he would come to sit in the chapel.
所以有时候神是怜悯我们呢、希望我们能够回头，让我们能够学习神的道理。
So sometimes for us to receive this affliction is the mercy of God, hoping that we will return to His word.
一个姐妹说啊，她还没有遇到苦难以前呢、听见证啊，或听道理，好像在听故事一样。
There was a sister that said, before I face my tribulations, when I listened to the sermons, when I listened to testimonies, they were like stories.
她根本没有把这个道理放在心上。
She never put these things in her mind.
有时候想说啊，这些道理跟我好像距离很遥远。
She thought these stories, these testimony has nothing to do with me.
后来在困难当中啊。
But in her affliction.
有弟兄姐妹鼓励她说你要祷告，因为没有人能够安慰你。
Brother and sister encouraged her to pray because no one could comfort her.
你要从神那里真正得安慰。
You have to receive comfort from God.
在苦难当中没有人帮助啦，就真的只有祷告啊。
In her tribulation, no one could help her, so she prayed.
祷告了以后，神就一步一步带领她。
And God slowly guide her step by step.
然后从那个以后啊，她在听道理就很有感受。
And afterwards, every time when she listened to a sermon, she is deeply moved.
她在读圣经的时候，就觉得说圣经的话都是在对我讲，对给我安慰。
She's reading the Bible. She feels every word from the Bible is comforting her.
所以有时候神为着让我们遇到一些这样的事情让我们回头归向他，让我们对神的道更加深入。
So sometimes God allows us to face these tribulations so we can come back to Him and have a deeper understanding of His words.
有时候经过试炼以后要让我们成为精金
And after some tribulations, we will be refined to pure gold.
因为神要我们成为一个贵重合乎他使用的器皿。
God wants us to be a precious vessel, good for any use.
所以神要用一个人有时候都给他一段时间的操练。
So when before God wants to use a person, he allow him to go through some tribulations.
好像摩西要经过八十年的操练。
Like Moses, he went through 80 years of training before he was used by the Lord.
好像以利亚也要三年半的操练。
Like Elijah, he went through 3 years of training.
我们每一个为神做工的人神都给我们训练。
Every worker of God, God gave us some trainings.
让我们能够作为一个好的工人一个圣洁好的器皿让主来用。
So we can be a good, pure vessel for God to use.
我们有时候现在的青年啊，因为生活环境很好。
For the youth today, because they're living in such a wonderful, abundant environment.
啊，所以在一个很安逸的环境当中成长。
So they live out in this peaceful world.
啊，很不容易啊，遭遇到一些考验，在考验当中啊，有时候很容易遇到挫折。
They rarely face any tribulations, and when they do face tribulations, they easily give up.
啊，我们看到说一些苦难环境当中成长的青年。
But when we see someone who grew up in tribulations,
啊，因为他们经过了很多考验，所以他们思想啊、做事的方法都很比较成熟。
Because he has went through so many tribulations, when he does things, he is more mature.
所以圣经里面说，少年负轭言是好的。
So the Bible tells us, for a young man to bear his yoke, it is a good thing.
我曾经在纽约啊待过一段时间。
Well, I stayed in New York for some while.
来纽约教会的信徒啊，很多都是比较辛苦的打工阶级。
For the believers in New York, some of them,most of them live a difficult life. They still work part time.
啊，他们在那边读书的青年也是家境比较不是那么好。
And for those people who study there abroad, they do not have a very wealthy family background.
啊，因为在纽约教会啊，人力很缺乏。
So in New York, the church in New York, they lack many talents.
啊，那是那边的青年啊，讲起来真的很好。
They lack many people to work, but the members are very good.
教会什么事情啊，大大小小都要做。
Those believers, they have to do everything in the church.
啊，所以很多人啊，在那边受操练啊。啊，都出来以后到各地方都能够成为很好的工人。
So indeed, they receive much tribulation when they are in New York, but when they come out, they become very good workers of God.
啊，那我们有时候看到一些环境比较好的一些青年。
But we see those brothers and sisters who live in a better environment.
啊，有时候啊，在一些思想观念上啊，就比较不是那么成熟。
And in their thoughts, in their thinking, in their values, is not very mature.
哦。所以有时候苦难的环境啊，对一个人来讲啊，不是不好的。
So a suffering environment is good for a person.
哈，耶稣在家里的时候啊，父亲很爱他。
When Joseph was in his father's house, his father loved him dearly.
啊，常常都是在父亲的身边呐、啊，啊，父亲都给他最好的。
He was always alongside his father, and his father gave him the best.
但如果说啊，他一直没有离开父亲的话，最后还是一个牧羊人呐、啊。
But if he never depart from his father, he will always be a shepherd.
所以神为着要造就他，就先把他撕裂。
But God wanted to build him up, so God has
让他的哥哥们把他出卖到埃及。
So he was sold to Egypt.
虽然看起来很残忍呐、啊，十七岁的孩子啊。啊、在外地做奴隶啊，啊又被无赖下监。
It seems it's very cruel that he was only 17 years old. He was sold as a slave, and he was.
啊，但是啊，因为有神跟他同在，在苦难的当中啊，有神的恩典、神的保护看顾。
So even though he was put into a jail, but under the guidance of God, under the protection of God, he was able to grow up.
所以经过了13年以后啊，神就高举他啊，成为全埃及的宰相。
And 13 years later, he was exalted.Above anyone in Egypt.
所以大约瑟很了解神的作为啊，神的旨意很好。
So Joseph, he knows the will of God. He knows the will of God is always good.
虽然他的哥哥们很怕约瑟来报复他们。
Even though the brothers of Joseph, they are afraid that Joseph would revenge.
但是约瑟流泪对他们说啊，你们放心啊。
But Joseph, he told them in tears that.Be of good heart.
说你们虽然想要害我，但是神的意思是好的啦。
Even though your intention was bad, but God's intention.
因为猜我来到这里的是神呐、啊。
It is God who has sent me here.
啊，神让我来啊，就是要成就今天的光景。
God sent me here to fulfill the glory today.
还要来保全我们全家人的生命。
To preserve everyone in our household.
所以在患难当中啊，反而能够成就神的旨意。
So in tribulations, God's will is fulfilled.
啊，我们来看箴言二十章三十节。
Look at Proverbs chapter 20 verse 30.
箴言二十章的三十节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 30.
二十章三十节
,20-30.
说鞭伤除尽人的罪恶，责打能入人的心腹。这里讲到说这个患难啊，好像神管教的鞭。
The affliction is like the whip from the Lord.
说这个鞭打可以把那个罪啊，把它除干净。
The blows from the whip can cleanse away evil.
啊，这个管教啊，责打会深深的刻在人的心腹里面。
And beatings purge the inmost being.
哦，啊，所以就有神的美意啊，说我们不要轻视神的管教。
So、this is the good will of God, and let us not look down on the beating from the Lord.
所以圣经里面说，趁着有指望的时候，你要管教你的儿女。
So the Bible tells us when there is still chance, beat your kids.
啊，你不忍心啊，用杖打他的，不是爱他，而是恨他。
For those who do not hit the kid with a rod, they are hating the kids.
爱儿女的会随时啊。啊，注意管教他。
For those who love their children, they will discipline their children.
而神对我们也是一样。
It is the same towards us.
啊，借着管教的鞭呐、啊，要来除尽我们一切的罪恶。
With the disciplinary rod, he disciplines us.
啊，看诗篇的八十九篇。
Now let's turn to Psalms chapter 89.
诗篇八十九篇。
Psalm chapter 89.
三十节。
Verse 30.
诗篇八十九篇三十节
Psalm chapter 89 verse 30
说倘若他的祖孙离弃我的律法不照我的典章行三十一节
31
必弃我的律例不遵守我的诫命三十二节
32
我就用杖责罚他们的过犯用鞭责罚他们的罪孽三十四节
34
只是我必不将我的慈爱全然收回也必不叫我的信实晦气三十四节
34
我必不背弃我的约也不改变我口中所出的三十五节
35
我一次指着自己的圣洁起誓我绝不向大卫奢华这神说啊，他跟大卫立了一个永远的约啊。
God says he has made a covenant with David
啊、因为要让大卫的祖孙、啊、一直做王直到永远
The sons of David will be king forever
所以神说他的慈爱 要一直的临到大卫的祖孙身上
His mercy will be with David's descendants forever
让他的祖孙一直都坐在宝座上面
They can sit on the throne always
那就说、啊、他的祖孙如果离开了神的律法
But if his sons forsake my law
说神会用杖管教他
They'll punish them with the rod、
啊、但是神不会把他的信实把他的慈爱收回来
But God will not take away his love from them
因为这是神跟大卫所立的约
Because this is a covenant between God and David
因为神的慈爱要永永远远临到大卫的后裔
Because God's love will forever be unto the descendants of David
所以虽然他错了我就管教他
So even when they have a mistake they whip him
但是神的慈爱不会断绝
But God's mercy will never disconnect
所以犹大国啊他们犯罪得罪神啊
So when the kingdom of Judah they sin against God
虽然神让他们亡国被掳到外国七十年
So even though they were cast away from their kingdom for 70 years
啊，但是圣经里面说啊其实神让他们受苦啊不是降灾祸的意念
But for them to have tribulation is not an intention to curse them.
而是赐平安的意念。
It's God's intention was to give them peace.
因为神给他们苦难，啊，让他们苦难当中要让他们回头。
Because God gave them tribulations, and in tribulations they will turn back.
所以他们本来不守安息日，他们拜偶像。
So they were worshiping idol, they did not observe the Sabbath.
但是经过了七十年的被掳生活以后回来啊，他们完全了弃绝了一切偶像。
But after 70 years of exile, they discard all the idols.
所以他们就严谨了遵守神的律法。
And they obey closely to the law of the Lord.
所以彼得说啊，借着罪，借着这个患难，能够让我们跟罪啊断绝关系。
So the Peter tell us.Through sufferings, we are disconnected from sin.
哦，所以这个熬炼啊，把那个啊金子那些杂质啊，就把它除掉了。
Through the tribulations, we burn away the filth and the gold.
啊，所以我们借着试炼啊，让我们能够成圣、完全、更加的荣耀、尊贵。
So through these tribulations, we become perfect and we become glorified in the Lord.
我们再看哥林多后书一章
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
哥林多后书一章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
我们在一切的患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭遇各样患难的人。第五节。
5.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。这里讲到说，我们受患难啊，就是神要造就我们成为安慰人的使者。
So we receive these troubles so that we know we can learn how to comfort others.
我们有时候没有经过患难啊，我们不了解这个患难的苦。
Or we never went through these troubles, we don't know how they feel when they are in trouble.
有时候我们去安慰人啊，对人讲的话很表面，没有办法让对方啊真正得帮助。
So sometimes we have not yet received that we have never went through this trouble. Then when we go comfort others, it seems very superficial.
好像你没有牙齿痛过，你不晓得牙齿痛的难过。
If you never had a toothache, you don't know how it feels.
我们有一个传道说，以前他去当兵的时候。
So there was a preacher when he was in the army.
一个兵啊，跟他讲说，我牙齿痛啊。
So a soldier came to him and said, I have a toothache.
还有他是一个领，都是领队的人。
And he was a leader in the army.
他就对那个兵说，牙齿硬邦邦怎么会痛？你偷懒。
So he told the soldier that the teeth is so strong, how can it hurt?
因为他没有痛过嘛，他想怎么晓得牙齿怎么痛
？Because he never had a toothache.
后来自己牙齿痛了，哇，好难过。
So when he had the toothache, he's very in pain.
哦，他才晓得说牙齿痛的苦。
And then he realized the pain.
所以我们没有经过苦难啊，有时候没有办法啊去体谅同情那些患难中的人。
So if you have never went through these sufferings, you can never empathize.
但是当我们在患难当中的时候
，So when we are in suffering,
我们可以从神那里得到安慰。
We receive comfort from the Lord.
那我们经过了患难以后。
And after the suffering,
因为我们已经有了一些体验。
Because we have experience.
在患难当中，你怎么胜过？
And we have overcome these sufferings.
那像弟兄姐妹啊，他们在患难当中的时候
，So we see our brother and sister in suffering.
我们可以把我们的经验啊，来告诉他，来帮助他
，Share with them our experience to help them out.
所以神借着我们就能够成为一个安慰别人的一个使者。
Through us, God has comforted them.
是神的美意。
This is the good will of God.
所以传道书里面说啊
，So the Ecclesiastic tell us.
说那我们在平安顺利的时候，我们要感谢神。
We should thank God when we are in peace time.
但是我们在患难当中，我们就要去思想。
And in a time of trouble, we reflect.
因为神把这两样事情并列啊，摆列在我们的前面。
Because God put them side by side in front of us.
我们没有一个人啊，知道说我将来要怎么样。
None of us know what will happen tomorrow.
我们不可能是一帆风顺的生活。
It is not possible that we live a smooth life.
我们不可能说啊，一辈子都没有遇到困难。
And it's not possible that we never face any tribulation.
这也不是掌握在我们自己的手里。
And it's not for you to decide what you face next.
所以有时候遇到平安顺利，有时候遇到困难的事情。
So sometimes you face good time and sometimes you have bad times.
那我们知道说啊，我们的一生啊，掌握在神的手里。
So that you know all your life is in the hand of the Lord.
所以我们要靠神啊，来度过我们的一生啊，不是靠我们自己。
So we have to rely on the Lord to pass our life, not on ourselves.
所以在你平安顺利的时候，感谢神的恩典。
So we thank God in good times.
但是当你遇到困难的时候，你要想。
And in bad times, we think.
为什么神让我遇到这样的事情
？Why did God allow me to encounter such things?
神是让我要学习什么样的功课
？What can I learn from this suffering?
所以我们不要啊，白白受苦。
So let us not suffer in vain.
在苦难当中啊，要学习啊，去查验神的旨意，学习神要我们学的功课。
So in our suffering, we learn what is the thing that God wants us to learn.
到底是不是出于神的管教
？It is a discipline.
如果说我们错了，我们向神认罪悔改。
If we did something wrong, we repent.
如果神要试验我们，让我们更完全，我们就高兴领受接受神的试验。
If it's a test from God, then we thank God as well for us to be better.
或许啊，神要借着我们所遭遇到的事情啊，来荣耀神。
Maybe through the things that we suffer, we will glorify His name.
所以万事啊，就是我们想说万事互相效力。 啊，要让爱神的人得益处。
Everything work together for the good of those who love God.
啊，所以无论遇到什么事情，就是祷告神啊，神明白神的旨意。
No matter what we face, we pray to God and ask for the understanding of His will.
我们相信说啊，在患难当中啊，啊，神会为我们开出一条出路。
We believe in our suffering, God will open a way for you.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May the peace of God be with you always.
我们来唱诗220首。
But let's sing hymn 220.